Fill, up. The price at the pumps continues to rise, but you could save big with our latest giveaway. Plus members can enter daily for a chance to win $750 in gas cards. Be sure to answer the poll question to secure extra entries. Contest closes February 28 at 11:59 p.m. Sign up for your free Plus membership to get in on upcoming contests, local offers, auctions and more. Happening this week for Berry Today Plus members. Ever thought of cruising for your next vacation? Check out our sit-down chat with Celebrity Cruises to find out what's changed and get information about some of the top destinations and packages available through Celebrity. Watch the full interview here and get the details on an exclusive Plus member offer. The Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games are underway, and to kick off our new series Up Close and Personal, we sat down with the skip of the 2014 Canadian gold medal winning curling team, Brad Jacobs. Jacobs discusses what's next for his team, family life, and who gave them a pep talk in Sochi that helped propel them to the podium. Check out the full interview here. Get the news before anyone else. Have your Plus member updates sent right to your mobile phone. Plus members can get free texts with an insider view on Berry News and Plus membership updates. This is your chance to text us questions or give us feedback and comments. Sign up today and join the two-way conversation. Reporter Nikki Cole marks her first year at Berry Today and talks about how it has been since returning to community journalism. In this week's Everything King, columnist Wendy King says people have a lot of misplaced anger. She wishes people would dial down the rage toward people who are merely doing their job. In Richard Vardy's bi-weekly Scene Setter column, he talks to McLaren Art Center Executive Director, Curator Lisa Daniels about the Anchor Point exhibition currently showing at the Downtown Berry Gallery. Member only offers from our Plus partners, 10% off God's Country clothing apparel, 10% off Brand Dead apparel, and if you missed it, here's what happened last week. Last week, columnist Wendy King laments the future with the possibility of roundabouts becoming more and more part of the local traffic landscape. Let's just say she's not a big fan. Also, City Hall reporter Bob Bruton aired his grievances over the ever-changing English language and how politicians and bureaucrats speak. It appears not everyone is aligned with his messaging. Additionally, sports columnist Peter Robinson spoke to local native Chris Kontos. The former Olympian played for the Canadian men's hockey team in 1994 in Lillehammer, back when the squad was made up of non-NHLers, something we are seeing again at the Beijing Winter Olympics. Finally, with Valentine's Day here, food columnist Daniel Clements explains why the kitchen will always be the heart of the house. Become a Berry Today Plus member today.